Blog Talk Radio.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. Of my environment, workers seeking retirement, no social security, open up the conspiracy, hold up now, are you hearing me, running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters, just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist, I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given, punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist, if you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit, but I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it, then align with the stars and the numerals, who are you, would you stand, with refugees in Sudan, or walk the streets of Japan, with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
That was True God. If you missed the interview Saturday, definitely check it out, okay? He's coming back on July 14th, late night on Saturday, July the 14th. So it's just amazing. That, again, that is True God, True God Immortal. You can tweet him at True God Immortal also. And check him out also out here, right here at blogtalkradio.com with his friends at blogtalkradio.com, Wrestling Heads. Plus, he's starting his own show, you know, regarding, you know, his music and also the causes that are important to him. But I'm so super excited. Terrific Thursday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. We're going to talk about different things, but we're going to kick it off because the main topic on hand is the discussion regarding my dear friend, my longtime, my fun friend, Kelly Cortez, UK-based company, WoHo Productions, and also her film, which was highly received at, many of us say it differently, Cons, Cans. So I'm saying it for whomever says Cons and Cans. I was watching Jada Pinkett Smith on a talk show recently, and she was like, people say Cans and Cons. So I think I say Cans. I say both, to be honest. But her film was highly received at this year's Cons Festival, also Waves. Now, I am instructing you now. You know, this is an interactive show also, so you can pretty much get the gist of what I'm talking about and just understand and know what's going on regarding this topic of Pilly's her website is WoHo Productions. It's wo-ho-productions-.com. You can friend her on Facebook at Pili, P-I-L-L-I-C-O-R-T-E-S-E. She is an actress, an accomplished actress, director, writer, and obviously independent filmmaker, and on the perfect road of success. Also, like her on the films page, and that is WoHo Film. W-O-H-O, exclamation point, usually, films, okay? And amazing, amazing page. She tells her story. And, you know, I've always been deep in, like, deep things. And those of you that are into deep stuff, this is definitely for you. Because she has, like, a new concept of filmmaking, and it's called transformational filmmaking. It's really scientific, but it's really fun for the entire family and for everyone. But it's very scientific, and it's just very different and very deep. Now, Pili would have joined us this morning from London. Right now she's in Brussels. I can tell you all this, that she's feeling a little under the weather, and she's currently in the hospital. And she will be released real soon. And as soon as she's feeling better, we're going to schedule a date for she and her PR executive, Max. Shout out to Max and everyone at WoHo Films. We'll be guests on the show real soon to take calls and chat with you in the chat room and just to explain with us in depth what's going on with present projects and also future projects. But she would like all of you, all her fans and supporters, and those of you that are new to her, to continue to spread the waves and just love this WoHozy world. But also, before kicking the show really, really off, let's wish everyone to celebrate a birthday. And speaking of the UK, there is like a special guy's birthday, the Duke of Cambridge. Prince William's 30th birthday. So happy birthday to you, Prince William. And also, he's getting like a big gift from his mom because it was stated in her will that when he turned 30, he would be presented with $40 million. So that's amazing. But best wishes to he and Kate. I've been hearing rumors. I don't know if the media reports are true or not that Kate is expecting. We're always hearing these rumors. You know, they know when the time is right, I guess. But, you know, we're waiting for a little royal baby to come. But they're enjoying. They're still newlyweds, only been married a little over a year. So, but we're excited and want to see a baby, right? but also, it's also Mary DeBassler's 65th birthday. She's from Family Ties. And Chris Allen. I voted for Chris Allen, American Idol, even though I love Adam Lambert. Rebecca Black, singer, 15 years old, and Juliette Lewis is 39 today. So happy birthday to her also. But we're going to talk about things that happened in today's history, but I want to go ahead and talk about Pili Cortez's UK-based company, WoHo Films. And so before doing that, we'll play one more song to get us in this deep soul vibe. And that's Dread Days, whom I love so much, and whom are working on new music also, that all will be exclusively presented also here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So here's Dread Days, and we'll talk more. Visit her website so you can see what I'm talking about, okay? It's wo-ho-productions.com. And also there's a YouTube channel also. And you can see the trailer and for the film, Waves, and everything. And then there's a Wave book. You have to explain the concept of the Wave book also, and you'll understand that. Okay, but here's Dread Days. I toss so.
I toss so. That little love sound, your body's soft and tender.
me love you so much. You mind your fine, and girl, when we recline, we do the sweet grind, we do the body wine, we do the sweet grind.
LA, my favorite reggae group, a fusion hip hop and reggae group, Dread Days, I Tell Soul. But I'm going to shout out cousin Linda White Oliver, author of Merlin's Adventure. She's online. And if you all have not checked out her novel, you remember you can get her soft cover and you can also purchase the ebook at Xlibris, Xlibris.com, also at Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble, that's where I receive mine, and also at your local bookstore. If it's not on the shelves, you can request a copy to be ordered for you, okay? And it's Merlin's Adventure, Linda White Oliver. But you can, like I said again, you can visit the website of the publisher and also the other website, and it comes in soft cover and ebook. And this is just a little snippet of the story. Find out what happens to two suspected bank tellers when they encounter the dashing stranger, Tyrone Lee. This innocent encounter leads to a trail of intrigue involving sex and drugs smuggling. And cousin Linda will be traveling to Paris later this year in early fall. So, you know, I'm just shouting out the international audience, my international listeners and friends of mine who live abroad also. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you to those here in the States and here in Jackson, Mississippi that support the show. You're well appreciated. The views are nearing 66K since the show premiered on March the 21st, 2011. Amazing, amazing. But let's go ahead and talk about Pili Cortez. UK company Woho Productions and her fam Waves. And so, you know, I'm walking the talk. You know, we have shows a lot talking. Well, we need to have more shows talking about the importance of networking, not only within your own communities, because I talk about the importance of filmmaking coming here and independent filmmaking here in Mississippi and U.S., but also it's good to network across the pond internationally with your friends, and so that's why the Internet is just so amazing. And you all can visit Mississippi Film Office website also because there's amazing information that you can get. Check out the guide and information here because definitely the state of Mississippi would love to see those our friends abroad and our friends outside of the state to come here and also make films and vice versa. You know, we love to be invited into England and Australia and other places also. So it's just all good to effectively network with one another. And so just thank you so much. And get well soon, Tilly, and look forward to talking with you and Max in the near future and other executives and maybe some of the cast members also. I want to shout out the cast members of her fam, Waves. The cast, so the character of Wands played by Maurizio D'Antonio. And don't try to talk about me if I don't say some names correct. There's Mar. Her body is played by Shireen Swanson. And there's Mar, her soul. The actress name is Colleen Janine Vole. There's Juan as a child. His name is Nathan Carla Hales. And there's Juan as in an older age, Richard Stoker. And The Fam Ways is narrated by Georgia Greter. And also The Crew, which you already know, the film is written and directed by Philly Cortez, Woho Films, Woho Productions. Director of Photography, that's who you call the PD, Claudio Napoli. Costume, Antini Gianno Polu. And GU. The underwater DOP is Massimiliano Finzi. Editor Stefano Mariotta Auntie. Music composer Stefano Lentini. Sound design Michelle Caruso. You all know I can say that last name because one of my favorite characters in CSI Miami. Executive producer Michelle Keller Hales. I guess Nathan is her son. I'm guessing that. Executive producer Massimiliano Finzi. And that I just wanted to shout out everybody because it's really important to recognize not only the cast but also the crew and those that make the film possible. But again, I hope you're logged on to WohoProductions.com and also checking out her Facebook page. And there was some breaking news also as I worked myself to get into this certain page. I'm not looking at my switchboard right now, but I will return to the switchboard so I can make sure that some information that I want to provide is accurate, okay? So I'll be back on the switchboard in probably about 6 minutes. Okay? So I'm pulling up my information. Okay, there, it didn't take long. Thank you. But there was some breaking news yesterday in retail news, so we definitely have to talk about that in the near future. I don't think we're going to get around to talk about it today, but more than likely Monday. JCPenney's president have left the company. My cousin Linda and I was talking about after the show yesterday. We were talking about the difference between upscale designers and name brand designers plus lines that are available in our favorite retailers. And lo and behold, as soon as I hung up from her, there was breaking news that the president of JCPenney is not there anymore, Michael Francis. And, you know, they just hired a new president and new chairman. I wonder if Mr. Myron's going to come back and be president because, you know, he was replaced with, I think, Ron Johnson. And so, wow, but the sales have been down since they stopped some type of I love JCPenney for the reason why I'm talking about it. But that's big business news. JCPenney's changed the way they you know, the sales, the couponing. Customers like the double coupons, and that has affected the sales. Sales went down 20%. So the 20%, that's not good. So I'm sure they're going to work that out. They're just going to bring that particular couponing back. See, I am talking because I am pulling up this screen. And then there's been other big news regarding pregnant women and drinking. So that is amazing. Now, since Pili could not join us, and I, like I mentioned to you, this is very deep. This is a new type of filmmaking called transformational filmmaking. I am checking out her press, you know, press kit and press information. So I'm going to share with you an interview that she had with philosopher Bruce Clark. And here it goes, so you can get an understanding of her vision and also an understanding of the film Waves. Here it goes. Philip Cortez, director of Waves. She states that I had a very interesting discussion about the concept of film waves, of the film waves, the philosopher Bruce Clark, who is also interested in quantum physics. We were mainly questioned if there were common grounds between science and spirituality, fields of discussion which are present in the film Waves. Bruce liked the idea of the film and wrote for us an article based upon the concept of unity. Bruce states that science and spirituality agree in essence on unity, yet essentially do not agree on a foundation for that unity. Perhaps, he continues, nature and human nature are in truth in agreement on what they cherish. So this is the article, and this is Bruce speaking right here, Bruce Clark. I've recently come across the film Waves by Pili Cortez, and I think this film is very interesting from both a scientific and spiritual point of view. Film director Pili Cortez explained to me the scientific concept upon which the film Waves is based, which goes along the lines of quantum physics. Pili Cortez, the film Waves, this is her speaking. The film Waves is a story of a journey towards revelation, towards freedom, towards the essence of the self, but it's also a story about a love without equals, an excruciating journey towards soul's reunion, concept of twin flames, where the spatial temporal dimensions become a liquid segment, a fragment shaped by a constant flux of energy and converging into a single presence. This is some deep. We know that in the universe, everything is composed of energy, which comes in small, discrete units, the elementary particles, and it is in constant state of flux. Some forms of energy are measurable. Some, instead, are knowable, only through direct experience. As science is starting to recognize, thoughts and consciousness are energy fields emanating from the human body and have the potential to shape reality. In quantum physics, entanglement is the interconnection between two of these seemingly unrelated and distant particles. Whatever distance, space there is between the particles, the inherent connection between the two remains. If anything affects one of the particles, the behavior of the other is also affected. As in the film Waves, the two protagonists, Juan and Mar, seem not to know each other and live in different parts of the globe. Yet, like elementary particles, they are somehow connected. Dun, dun. In a dance of synchronous gestures, their everyday lives start to be spotted by mirror-like behaviors. Wow. And then this is Bruce Clark. Now, that was Pili describing the concept of the film, the vibe of the film. Now, this is Bruce Clark, philosopher. All persons agree that there is an interconnection, either as the universe manifests in consciousness or as consciousness manifests in a universe. Science measures what it can and finds an interconnectivity that expands the current paradigms of what it considers possible via the laws of nature. And seemingly unconscious particles can be conscious of each other in binary relationships that are unaffected by distance. Can the same be true for conscious beings? Some of us believe that we really possess a soulmate determined by destiny to meet in time and space, that we are irresistibly attracted to an opposite, forever under tension until that tension is relieved by unity. Such a dream seems the domain of the romantic. Oh, I've been the romantic. Yet science has found that space and time cannot stand in the way of the relationships between fundamental entities. Even if the universe is determined by fundamental forces, are beings connected, linked by invisible and unobservable yet necessary causes? We all agree on unity. Is there something to be learnt from the irresistible attraction and repulsion found by science that we can use to understand the forces determining our destinies? We are separated by physicality. The mind, however, is understanding the construction of abstractions. Such abstractions are not bound by the physical world, only by the need for an opposite required to make them meaningful. Souls are separated as objects and unified by objects. Souls are separated as objects and unified by objectives. All seek freedom. Without male, female would be meaningless. Without female, male would be meaningless. They require each other. They are unified as boundaries to form humanity and come together in search of freedom. Pretty much reminds me of Prince. I know there were a lot of Prince lovers tuned into the program. It reminds those of us who love Prince and love the love symbol and know what the love symbol represents. That right there sounds like what the love symbol represents. Male and female united with God, the yin and the yang, male and female. They are unified as boundaries to form humanity and come together in search of freedom. We all have different bodies, but are unified by what we are a part of. So we often have different minds. Are they too unified as a whole? I look forward to seeing this very interesting film, and I wish you lots of success. That's him speaking to Tony Cortez. But it's very amazing. So like I said again, I hope you all are checking out the website. I hope you all are checking out the trailer to her film, and also just everything. There's a book that she has called The Ways Book, and it's where people can connect with one another and leave messages to one another. So I'm going to go in detail and talk about Ways Books. We have about 3 more minutes for live streaming, but I will go ahead and describe the synopsis of the story and then talk about Ways Books, and then we should have about 5 more minutes to talk, and also if you're in the chat room, chat in the chat room. So I just want to share the synopsis. I'm going to have to choose, either talk about the story, that way you get that's pretty much the concept of what's going on. But then there's the story also. But she pretty much, what I shared with you, what she was talking about, she pretty much shared the concept of the story. But here's a synopsis. An extraordinary story of a deep alchemic connection without equals between Mar, an emotional repressed London woman, and Juan, a former European businessman, now a fisherman, trapped on the island after a shipwreck left him suffering from water fright. They have never met each other, but mysteriously they start building a twin flame-like connection from afar through energy waves. Will they be able to, I guess something like Prince and I. Prince and I have been friends since I was a little girl, but we have never met in person. But we do communicate with each other in different forms, so it's kind of weird. We never met before, though. But I'm just saying. But they've never met before, but mysteriously they start building a twin flame-like connection from afar through energy waves. Will they be able to put their faith in the signs which appear on the path? Who are the eerie characters drifting around them? Juan and Mar embark on an intense personal journey through invisible dimensions. This is transformational filmmaking just sounds awesome. Defeating time and space is death their only choice to be rebirthed as one. Now, that's deep right there. Human beings, the concept, human beings are made of electrons, so who are not just a body made of flesh, but also waves in motion. Everything in the universe is composed of energy, and in a constant state of flux, some forms of energy are measurable. Others, instead, can be only experienced directly. In the film, Juan and Mar carry on with their lives in two completely different worlds, miles apart from each other, and do not seem to have ever met. And yet, they are somehow connected by energy waves. Everyday lives increasingly reveals mirror-like behaviors. As science starting to recognize thoughts and consciousness are energy fields emanating from the human body and have the potential to shape reality. In quantum physics, entanglement is the interconnection between two of these seemingly unrelated and distant particles. Wherever distance there is between the particles, an inherent connection between the two remains. If anything affects one of the particles, the behavior of the other is also affected. Are we therefore all connected? Wow. This film brings up a lot of questions just about life period and about, you know, soul and the existence of actual, you know, soul mates. Because we soul mates aren't just in love and relationship, but friends and just connecting with others. It's just amazing. So here's the little idea of the story. A woman lives a lonely life in London, oppressed by the chaotic life of the big city. She dresses in antique retro garments and seems out of time and space. She lives her life alone, silently like a log in shadow, and something is missing in it. On the other side of the world is Juan, a former European businessman. After shipwrecking on a remote island of the Seychelles Island, is now living a secluded life as a fisherman. Juan is haunted by the trauma of the shipwreck, and he is now terrified of water, so that there seems to be no escape for him. His unique desire is to find Mar, a mysterious girl he caught a glimpse of on the way he woke up on the beach of the island. But he doesn't know yet that Mar represents only a part of who he is looking for. Wow. Mar is an eerie and a fairy-like creature, bound by strong roots and entrapped in the woods of the island, who constantly looks over Juan and the woman in London. Her voice resonates in both their minds, giving them guidance. Juan and the woman in London do not appear to know each other, and yet, like elementary particles, they are somehow connected. In a dance of synchronized gestures, their everyday lives increasingly reveals mirror-like behaviors. In the meanwhile, Mar screams in pain, trying to force the London woman out of the torpor of her mind, which holds both women captive. We see the woman in London facing a series of symbolic deaths, guided by the voice of Mar and severing one by one the roots of external reality. Each time she comes again to life, she becomes a little closer to Mar, a pure essence, only by pulling away completely her exteriority and becoming Mar. She would be ready to meet the essence of Juan, reflected in the eyes of the child and of the old man, the two mysterious characters drifting around her. The final quest for Mar and Juan is to feel in unison the vastness of the ocean. Will they be able to overcome their fears, defeat time and space in order to reunite? We must, those of us that have not seen the film in its entirety, we'll see. Wow, I can already feel a part two coming to that film. I don't even, but check out the trailer and check out the website and like her Facebook fan page. Amazing pictures. Look at the story behind her obsession with the word WoHo. You know, this is a WoHo world. So it's a WoHo day today, and we're wishing her to WoHo get well soon also. So amazing. Her Facebook page is really informative, so I highly recommend you to learn more about Tilly and also her film company and her film Waves. We definitely would love to see Waves over here in the States at festivals and in theaters. So let's support this project, this whole project. But she has this book called The Waves Book. And even I'm telling you, I've been networking with her for probably 2 years, and she has always shared me info regarding the the process. But I'm very deep. I consider myself to be a deep person. And even I was trying to figure this out. So this is why I'm breaking it down to some of you, because this is really deep. And then when I found out that this is a new way of filmmaking, our so-called transformation of filmmaking, you know, sometimes we need to be spoon-fed some things. We need to go with the flow and enjoy films. But then also when there is a deepness to certain films, it's good to speak to understand also. And also films that make you think about yourself and your own being, that's amazing in itself. So here is a little explanation regarding Waves book. When I first presented the Waves book, I was like, what is the Waves book? So the Waves book, here we are. This is the fun part of the website. This is her website here at Whoa Productions. It's not a guest book. And also, it's all over Facebook and also on her YouTube channel. The people are, like, really catching on and having fun with this Waves book, and everybody just interacting with one another worldwide. It's not a guest book, and it's not Facebook. It's a Waves book. So what is it? Remember Juan and Martin film, Waves. They're connected from afar, but they have never met each other. Only by following the signs on their path, they might find a way to reunite one day. Now it's your turn. You could be either Juan or Mar. Somewhere, somebody is waiting for your sign. Okay? And then it says, how does it work? It is very simple. When you read the last sentence, when you visit the Waves book at wohoproductions.com, does it resonate with you? Does it feel like it was written for you? If this is the case, just respond to it. When you have done that, write another sentence for the next person who would then connect with you. You can be among the waves creating a ripple of love around the globe. Enjoy watching them expanding around the universe because you are one of them. And the rules is, when you visit Waves book, is you can write only two sentences. One for the person who wrote before you and one for the person who would come after you. Now, always be polite and never be offensive or rude in language, and it's not permitted and your message will not be published if it is offensive or rude. And remember, Waves book is intended to spread love. And that's what we're all about, spreading love. And I love you all. I thank you all for the love that you spread and the love vibes that you send my way. Waves book is intended to spread love and connect people around the globe. And so what are you waiting for? Be the next wave. Somebody out there has written a message for you, and somebody else is waiting for your message. So when you visit the website, she instructs you, click on the wave and enter the ocean. So when you be sure, many of you are on the website right now, so before you leave the website, be sure to leave your message. I need to leave my message. I can't do it right now, but I'll do it later on. And you can check out pictures in her gallery. Check out the trailer at the website also. I have information posted on my website. And you want to be sure to utilize Culture Shock Entertainment Report's fan page. Like the page. And just like her, I love for the positive comments and images and videos to be posted. But that is a good page to utilize and to network with one another. Post your pictures and videos and stuff that's coming up and things that you want me to mention on the show also. And if you want, you know, it's just a good place to network at the fan page of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But I thank you for those of you that spread the word regarding Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also, especially my friends in Australia and in the UK. Thank you for circulating all the links to blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT, Hyson Beth, in your respective Facebook fan pages and also on your own websites. I really appreciate that. And thanks for the love, and thanks for all the friend requests, and thank you for the chats and the inbox messages that you send me, and also for the comments on my Facebook wall. But it's just amazing. My friends on LinkedIn and friends on, I need to start back, because MySpace is still hot and popping, but I need to visit my page because a lot of artists send me a lot of music. And I need to check on my friend Kirk Douglas, because Kirk Douglas, I love reading his blogs. Is he still writing his blogs? Because I love networking with him on MySpace. So I guess he just stuck to MySpace and didn't expand to Facebook. So I need to see if he's written a blog recently. So this is just amazing. I hope you enjoy learning this learning more about Telecortez and her UK-based company, Woho Productions and Film. I just wanted to get the information out there, and you all check out her trailers. And if you are in areas that you can see the film in its entirety, please do. And check out the trailers and network on the Facebook also. But we're praying for you to get well soon, Tilly. And we have about 5 more minutes. And also, if you need to contact Tilly, that info is right there on the website also, too. So I'm preparing to get back in the chat room. We have about 5 more minutes. But I definitely wanted to share enough information for you all to learn as much as you can regarding Telecortez and her company and the movie Waves, and also the Project Waves book. And also, it's important to network with her so you can know what's going on with her future projects. And my American friends, so, you know, check her out. And she's a traveler like my cousin Linda, so. Because I had to ask her yesterday, where are you? Are you here in the States? Are you in L.A.? Where are you? And you're not in the U.K.? And she's like, I'm in Brussels, you know. But also she's hospitalized this morning, so we're praying for her speedy recovery. Well, it's afternoon right now where you all are, because the show aired at 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, but it's 11:30 UK time. So right at brunch time did the show come on. So I hope you all enjoyed this brunch time broadcast, those of you listening in the UK, and late night in other areas and early morning, like right now here where I am in the deep south of Mississippi. But also, like I said, a lot of things happen today in history, and I said I wanted to discuss the info that I get from Associated Press, Dallas Morning News. And I'm back. I'm on my switchboard. We have about 4 or 5 minutes. Cousin London is still online listening. And tomorrow will be Sports Friday edition. Tonight is the big game. Will the Miami Heat win the game tonight and be crowned the champions? Or will Oklahoma Thunder do their thing and force another game, and then it'll be looking at what'll happen. You know, my prediction was that it was going to go to 7 games overtime. I don't know who will be the winner. But it looked like if the Heat have their way, they're going to win. They plan to win and be crowned the 2012 NBA Finals champions. So I had invited LeBron James on the show via Facebook. I'm going to follow up today. Twitter and email and whatever, but he's probably so busy working and focusing on things, he might not get a chance to read or respond. But I had told him, you call me on Friday morning. So it's something if he calls me tomorrow and they're the champs, but it still would be great if he called tomorrow anyway. All of you are welcome to call 714-409-0614, and you know you can always chat with me in the chat room. I'm in the chat room now. No one's in the chat room, but it's really important to get that info. I told Philly I would devote the show to her. Then I didn't know. I was like, okay. And we would talk about hot entertainment and lifestyle news. So we have managed to work some things in, but definitely want to stay focused on getting her info out there properly. And she said she would have joined us if she didn't. I wasn't hospitalized and didn't have to. And she will be out soon, so she wants you all to have a Woho day and just keep on spreading the Woho love. And she can provide you all with any more information. I'm just providing you all that information. But we just want her to get well soon, right? Right. So some of the things that happened today in history. Because, oh, well, we only have like a minute, but some things that happened in history on this date. The U.S. Constitution went into effect as New Hampshire became the 9th state. Here in Mississippi, 3 civil rights workers disappeared in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Their bodies were found buried in an earthen dam 6 weeks later. Also in history, in 2005, Edgar Ray Killen, an 80-year-old former KKK, was found guilty of the deaths of those three civil rights workers. 41 years to the day, you noticed that, huh? He's been in the news also here locally. And also the